following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
JCPenney knows you don't like ads for clothes, so just for listening to this one for Levi's, I'm going to tell you how to survive a visit from your mother-in-law using the same tactics employed during a grizzly attack. Never run. If she thinks you're running, she'll think you're prey. If you lock eyes, hit the ground in a fetal position. She'll stop attacking when she feels you're no longer a threat.
These survival tips were brought to you by JCPenney, where you'll find all-American Levi's jeans, 514s and 505s, just $34.99 at Levi's lowest prices of the season.
JCPenney, everybody wins.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end October 31st.
The Home Depot has come up with a new way of buying windows and patio doors. It's called Buy More, Save More Pricing. Instant savings from $50 to $600 on all special order windows and patio doors. The more you buy, the more you're going to save. So stop waiting for a sale. Right now, the doors are wide open, and so are the windows. Thanks to Buy More, Save More Pricing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for a chance is fair.
We ask for a chance is fair.
Chance to equal our strife.
Chance to do
or dare.
Chance to do or dare.
He's got the touchdown! It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger!
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith in the honor held high.
Faith in the honor held high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on its way. The kick is good. Oh,
can you
hit it? No, we got to go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass, you know. Smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go 2 yards. Kept Kinney in the top of the eye. The quarterback calls his count at the line of scrimmage, taking a long count. Here he gives to Kinney. Kinney over the left side, touchdown! 74 yards on that drive, and Nebraska forges into the lead, 34-31. Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Turns, hands it off to Burkhead, right up the middle, drives, he's in. Nebraska, Rex Burkhead, rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this. It always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
And the snap to Tommy and they give on the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He's got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Taylor Martinez, an 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell lost the ball. And the Cornhusker scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. Because nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill. He's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the day.
Rozier turns, he's running back around the field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns upfield, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Taylor, back to pass, he looks into the end zone, fade pattern, purify, near side, leaps, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska!
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's to the 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home. Holy moly, man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore him loose from their shoe.
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up, snap, and they're going to fake it. They throw it out in the flat, it's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won. Eric Hague knocked
Jets survived in overtime in Ames.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackle, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40. 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
And a good. If it's a bye week for Big Red, it's still a football Friday here on the Doug and Danny Show, and we're glad to have you along with us on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 888-455-ESPN. You'll need to know that number if you'd like to chime in on the show today, give us your comment, pose a question, or to get in for Big Dally's Dele's Pigskin Pick'em later on in the program. Can't wait to have you trying to snap our one-week winning streak again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also coming up on the program today, Daddy's selections. Ooh. He's looking to bounce back in the pros and had a good week in college. So which way will it be this week? I think just get on them all. Daddy's, even last week was a winning week, right?
No, we 50-50 last week.
Okay, so I can take 50-50. Everything else has been a winning week. Yeah. Well, one losing week because you did go 0-4 in college one week and went 2-0 in the pros. But as you say, you pound them back hard on Sunday if something like that happens.
Especially when throwing money line at them.
Heck, you're just getting crazy. So that's coming up. Plus, the winningest men's basketball coach in UNK history. Of course, at the time, Kearney State. Jerry Heiser is going to join us. They are going to be honored, the team of distinction. This time around is the 82 men's basketball team. Coach Heiser will be honored. There's a fundraiser, a banquet tomorrow night. There's a social tonight at the Coop. And we will talk to him as well coming up on the program. 888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, and we have a few to get to. We will hear from Coach Bo Pelini from his Sports Nightly Husker radio show last night, as heard on 1230 KHAS. Hadn't spoke after practice the last couple of days. They practiced, but no media access. They're going to have a light condition this week and then get ready for Minnesota, start preparing on Sunday. He addresses the booing. He addresses Jared Crick. He addresses the replacement for Jared Crick. So that's all coming up. We'll hear from the coach in just a little bit as well. The Dead Popper inbox, by the way, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We mentioned the Chicken Coop is where they're going to be having their non-host social, just everybody meeting there tonight. They'll be honored at the football game tomorrow. Folks, if you want to stop by, or if you're a member of the team, you want to stop by anytime, say hi, chat with the folks, reintroduce yourself to some of the legends. And a lot of those, is funny, as we were getting ready for this, a lot of the guys on that team or around that team still right here. If they're not in Kearney, they're in the area being successful businessmen, and we'll talk to the coach about that. But that's going on. You can watch your favorite college games tomorrow. You can watch your favorite pro games on Sunday. Every game is televised anymore, and they've got the package for you at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. On all of their HD TVs, you can watch the Major League Baseball playoffs, which are getting more interesting as time moves along. You can watch the NBA. Oh, no, you can't watch the NBA. So I wonder what NBA TV puts on now. But you can watch NBA TV if you want to at the Chicken Coop. Doesn't matter what it is. They're there for you. Open 7 days a week. Lunch specials every day. Food and drink specials every night. They're open working for you 7 days a week because they know you're hungry 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. What's up, big fella?
Well, we start by going to the Dent Popper inbox, Douglas.
Okay.
Stan says, hey, guys, was listening to your debate over Crick's season-ending injury. Just one thing, the cupboards are not bare in Lincoln. I think we will do okay. Who knows? We may even find another Levante David. Just finding one of those players you're not expecting to come in and make as much noise as Levante David. Hopefully one of those players can stand up and make some plays. I think you're exactly right on that, Stan. It gives other players opportunities. Yeah, we're sick for Jared Crick individually, but somebody's got to stand up and make plays. Hopefully one of those young guys will. Will it be Chase Rome? Will it be Thaddeus Randall? Will it be Terrence Moore to become a household name as far as the Huskers defense goes? Hopefully one of them can do that.
Well, what are your sources telling you right now about all this?
No, my sources basically keep saying one of those three guys is the logical choice to take over. But it looks to be Terrence Moore right now from what I hear.
Lauren says, yeah, Crick's loss is a big hit for the Huskers, but you really have to feel for him personally. He could have left last year and maybe been no lower than a second-round pick. What's this going to do with his draft status, especially if he's not ready for the combine?
Well, 18th on the big board right now. Mel Kiper's, I believe, somebody said the other night, 18th overall.
That has to change, right?
Oh, it's going to change. Yeah, but you know what? As you know, they can drop him down second. You want to say third round? That's fine. You go to the combine, you raise yourself. I mean, if he performs at the combine like everybody says he would, you know, before this injury, then I think you vault yourself right back up the middle of the first round.
Well, let's hear from the head coach of the Cornhuskers on Crick's injury.
I feel bad for Jared. You know, he came back and he's given so much to our program, and it's just a bad break. You know, fortunately for him, it's something that's not going to be anything long term. He'll fully recover from it, and you know, he'll be back and, you know, ready to go to the combine and do all that stuff in plenty of time.
So there's your answer, Lauren, to being ready for the combine. Should be ready to go for the combine this spring, and you'll get to see that anymore on NFL Network. So get to Crick, and we will talk to Jared here in the near future once all the dust settles, as we've always have here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Crick, of course, could have left last year. Coach Pelini addressed him coming back, and then it just didn't work out.
He wanted to finish his senior year and, you know, accomplish some things and come back and go out the right way. This isn't the way he wanted to go out, but, you know, there's some things that are out of your control. Like I told him, he's got a lot of great football ahead of him, and, you know, he has nothing to hang his head about. He's had a phenomenal career here.
Who takes over for Crick? Robin Washut joined us yesterday from Husker Online to talk a little bit about that. The coach comments on it.
Yeah, I feel good about our depth. We have Baker, who's the other starter right now, Steinkohler, and you got Thad Randall. You have Chase Rome, who's really been coming on as of late. You know, Terrence Moore. So, you know, we feel pretty good. We have some guys that have played football for us and played a lot of snaps, and gives them an opportunity. And we feel good. I feel confident that those guys will step up and play really well for us.
What's he going to say, you know, about that? But I voiced my opinion yesterday. I've got to watch now. I'm obviously concerned.
Well, but Doug, going into this season, that was the deepest. I mean, everybody said that. The defensive line is the deepest one on the, you know, the deepest position on the team. If we're going to lose somebody, hopefully it would come from there, because the linebacking core, let's be honest with you, you don't feel comfortable losing any of those guys right now. If one of those guys go down, especially if it be Levante, I mean, if you're talking the big three, Levante David goes down, you want to see panic around Husker Nation? Have that news break.
Hey, you know, if you ever, you being the country boy that you are, you know, after a nice rain, you've walked in a feedlot, right? Big old cattle lot. That's got a lot of depth, too. What's on the top is still on the bottom. People are bashing Nebraska for not being very good on the defensive line this year. So they may have depth. Is it all average depth?
Well, we'll have to see. They haven't had an opportunity, I don't think, in many cases to make plays. If you got Jared Crick as your starter, somebody's behind him. Jared Crick played a lot of downs. He didn't come out of the game a lot.
No. Well, no. Pelini went on. One of the callers last night on Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network asked the coach. It wasn't even so much asking. There was two or three of them as I listened to it about saying, "Coach, hey, that's not the majority of us. I had my family there. One of them had older kids, teenage boys." He goes, "I told him, you don't do that. You don't do that to the opponent. You don't do that to your guys. You don't do that to teenage kids and young men that are trying to do what they can do, and you have to hope that." And the coach was very gracious and thanked everybody about that, and then did address kind of that kind of attitude overall.
We have loyal, passionate fans that have invested a lot in this program, and I have great respect for this fan base, the support they give, how they travel, all the things that they do, and have been a big part of this program for a long time. But I know they want to win badly, but, you know, I just got to remind them all that we want to win just as bad. And, you know, I just simply, you know, bottom line is I just simply don't believe that there's any place for booing in a college stadium. And some fans may disagree with that, but, you know, that's something I feel strongly about, and, you know, I'll leave it at that.
There you go.
Well, I guess, you know, that's fine. I guess I would, had I booed ever before halftime there, it would have been directed at Tim Beck and the play call ever than it would be Taylor Martinez. You know, when he's talking about the passion of fans and, you know, we want to win, I bet Bo Pelini wants to win probably a little bit more than you, crazy Husker fan. I bet a little bit more. I bet the kids want to win a little bit more than you. When Taylor Martinez throws an interception, I bet he feels worse than you do about it. That's, you know, that's just one of those things about being involved with a team.
You know, for most teams, I would agree with you, but I'm guessing there's people out there that know they feel worse because they're psychotic.
Well, they need to re-examine then.
So there you go. Coach Pelini says that they'll do a little conditioning today. Had a couple of physical practices the last couple of days. They'll take Saturday off. This is where you got to be careful as a Husker player. They know they got a light day coming in today. They have no practice tomorrow, kind of a light day on Sunday, film prep work, things like that, stretching, lifting. So hopefully this is where somebody at the Journal Star gets up in the morning and looks at the police blotter.
Yeah.
So let's just make sure everything goes well because they are college kids and they want to get some things done as well. Your thoughts on anything the coach had to say? I'd love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us here at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Interesting, last night the story broke, and it's up several places now about Brett Bielema and Barry Alvarez sending a message to their student section that the vulgar chants, we really like to see him be more creative, or that was one of the lines they used in that, kind of ridding themselves of those chants and saying, hey, we're better than that. I wonder, I mean, obviously it wasn't the first time that this has been going on at Wisconsin. That seemed to be kind of a mainstay in their student section. But did it take that many Nebraska emails and the fan uproar from Nebraska to say, what is wrong with you people? Don't you know how to behave? For them to realize it was that bad and to take care of this problem. But supposedly yesterday that news broke that they were going to do that or make a point to do that and to rid themselves of those vulgar chants. And maybe that would clean up some aspect of Wisconsin's behavior.
Do you think it's going to get worse elsewhere?
No, I don't. It can't get any worse than Wisconsin, I'll tell you that. It's impossible. Truly impossible. Fans out there going, Colorado, I'll never go back. Yeah, you should have saw Wisconsin. Because you will not go to the state of Wisconsin, let alone Madison, if you just saw the behavior. Period. I'm sorry. That's just the way it was. And I have people that have been to a lot of stadiums, been all over following the Huskers, never, ever been treated like that. It was beyond bizarre behavior.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Did you read this, Merritt?
I did not.
Attaboy. John and Carney says, really, 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 as Doug would say, NBA TV has been airing Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox. That's what it'll be. It says, quit being stuck in your ways, you overpaid, rich, whining athletes. Play your sport. Shut up. I think they should all have to play the year with no pay.
It's globally.
John must have had a rough night.
John's angry.
Angry John is not a fun John. We know that. Lots of things going on, folks. I mean, it is just... it is incredible, and we're going to try and cover a little bit of it here before we go into the break, and Jerry Heiser is going to join us coming up in our next segment. More on your Husker comments, Lopers, Broncos, plenty going on. Let's run down a little bit of what's been going on. The UNK volleyball team, you know, it's too bad that, like, last homestand, Mesa and Regis both came in. They are the two ranked teams coming on the same weekend. Yeah, you can make a big deal of it, but this week they play three home games, and they all stink. I mean, the opponents are all below 500. So they're home again tonight and tomorrow. Hastings College, Daddy, I've got to put this out to you here. The preseason GPAC conference and the volleyball team at Hastings is home Saturday and Sunday. But the preseason basketball polls are out. There's 11 teams in the conference. Hastings men picked to finish eighth, 2 years removed from the national tournament. The Hastings women picked to finish eighth in the GPAC conference. Ooh. What is going on?
Just on name recognition alone, there should be no lower fourth,
I'm just saying, a year ago, it would have been unfathomable to think they would have been out of the top 10 nationally. Now they're eighth And it's going to be up to the young ladies there to, I guess, mature in a hurry. We know that they have got a lot of youngsters on that team, so I can't see that happening. Hastings better than that. That's going to be like my I'm about ready to make that, you know, Husker Bowling. Now we're going to put that in there. That's going to be a team that we religiously follow more than usual. Even though they're not going to be playing for a national title anytime soon, it doesn't look like. I just think they're going to be way better than that.
So many All-Americans, so many national, you know, semifinal and final appearances. You'd think just the name Hastings alone would get you the recognition higher than that, but nonetheless, it didn't.
Little volleyball last night. Kearney beat Lexington, St. Cecilia over Sandy Creek, Columbus beat Hastings. Kearney Catholic won the Lou Platt, and Overton won the Fort Kearney Conference Championships. The state softball tournament begins again today at 12:30. There are three teams left in each division. So in Class A, 12:30 elimination games. Papillion-La Vista plays Lincoln Southwest. The winner plays in the final against Millard South at 3. Ralston and Beatrice play in B. The winner gets Omaha Scutt. Fairbury and Ashland Greenwood, a rematch of the opening round game, will be played at 12:30. The winner gets Wahoo in the final. And state tennis going on today. Adams Central has a chance to repeat as the Class B boys champion. They are tied for second with Elkhorn South, two back of Adams Central. Kearney is sixth in Class A. And something that we didn't really give much attention to as much as we should have. We talked about state, but district cross country was yesterday. Kearney and Lexington boys and girls both advance on to state as district champions for Kearney High. That could be a very, very good sign. Jacob Olson wins on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Kearney went 5-6-7-9. Delaney McFadden, Megan Shagrew, Jordan Dahlke, Amanda Shagrew.
A lot of area individuals.
Adams Central girls are going. Ord, Gibbon, Alma boys. And Bertrand Loomis won the district as girls. Ravenna Ord going as girls.
They still got that Caps girl, right?
She won it. Yeah. Mackenzie. Complete coverage, updates all next Friday from the Kearney Country Club on all of our network of stations, including here on ESPN. And the Tri-City Storm, they just can't keep the same guys for more than a week. They have acquired Adam Klapik from the Omaha Lancers for two conditional draft picks in the USHL 2012 entry draft. They have addressed the need for a bigger scoring center up front, according to head coach Drew Schenick. Klapik enters his first year of eligibility for the draft in June, and he is an NFL draft or NHL draft prospect. The Storm will host Chicago on the pink ice tomorrow night.
A lot going on this weekend. Broncos, Lopers, home, along with pink ice. Tri-City Storm Hockey, taking on the Chicago Steel.
UNK, Jerry Heiser, big part of the Loper tradition, and he will be honored this weekend, as will the 82 basketball team. We're going to talk with the coach when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part. Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
Wow, what a wild start to the football season. Record-breaking kick returns, last-minute touchdown grabs, and teams nobody expected jumping out to a great start. Not even yours truly could have predicted the twists and turns we've seen so far in both college and the pros. But one thing you can always predict, all season long, you can find the seats you want at StubHub, and often for a lot less than you think. Head to StubHub, grab your seats, strap in for what's sure to be one heck of a wild ride.
StubHub!
Use my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
By the fourth quarter, we're just getting started. The Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show comes after the Classic Hits 98.9 football game of the week. All the way through the playoffs, scores, wrap-ups from our five play-by-play teams, plus coaches and sports reporters' reactions. Platte River Prep Scoreboard, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness affect the area as we head through the day today with a high in the mid-60s. Northwest winds will turn breezy at times around 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 38. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 55.
Is it true you were a Shakira backup dancer for a year? That's awesome.
I just could only go 45 seconds, and then I had to quit for
3 weeks. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back with you on this Friday. Don't forget Daddy's selections for the weekend, our Big Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em. In just a moment, Jerry Heisher is going to join us, legendary UNK men's basketball coach. But, folks, it is that time, like I said yesterday, driving back and forth up to Ord the last couple of times for volleyball in the conference tournament. They're all in the field, Daddy, and there's a lot of those T&L pivots sitting out there, but not everywhere.
No, and there needs to be more proven technology that works. The choice is simple. It's T&L irrigation. Folks, we could talk about your other pivots that start and stop constantly. This is a continuous movement pivot. They set themselves apart. It's called spoking. That's when you got gaps in the water production. You want constant water put on all acres of that crop. That's what they do at T&L Irrigation. Talk to one of your local dealers today or call them. They'll share where your local dealer is. 1-800-330-4264 or visit their website at T-L-I-R-R. That's T-L Irrigation if you're from Wisconsin. T-L-I-R-R.com and check out their website for more information. Proven technology that works. It's T&L. Ask him about the constant movement pivots.
Well, Daddy, this weekend, we've been talking a lot about everything else that's going on, football and hockey, and now basketball practice is ready to get going, but there's going to be a special event intertwined with the big Loper football game on Saturday.
Yeah, there certainly is. It's a scholarship fundraiser for the basketball team, and they're going to have a team of distinction as they do several teams they recognize. And one of those teams was led by Jerry Heisher, and we are pleased to have Coach Heisher on our radio show right now here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks for giving us a minute, and congratulations on a team of distinction.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be on your program. It's been a long time since I've done anything like this.
Well, Coach, you had a lot of teams that could probably earn the team of distinction. What do you remember about the 1982 squad?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing is that we had four or five players that carried a lot of load. But as the season went on, we got better as the season went on. And about the district tournament time, we had a player go down and Gib Killian, and as I looked at some of the tapes this last week trying to figure out, who some of the guys are going to be coming back and what some of the things they were accomplished that year. Gib hurts a knee in the district playoffs finals, and so basically he was limited or no play at all to speak of at the national tournament. Then we get down there, and we have, Les Adlin and Pete Anderson and Crail Bauer and Doug Holtmeyer, those four with Mike Lynch just sort of carried the load the first two, three games, and they were able to win a couple close games. And next thing you know, we're in the semifinals and playing Biola, who was undefeated. But at that time, in the third game, we lost Mike Lynch with an ankle injury. Jeff Hoppeson was his backup, so basically we're down to our third person playing as a starter in that spot, and even Jeff Hoppus had strep throat the last two, 3 days. And so I'd say just what the people were able to do with a limited playing time as far as other starters.
Coach, what was the goal going to that national tournament? Did you think you had a team, if you were healthy, to bring home the trophy?
Well, you know, the 78 team, of course, they've been honored already for this award, and they really set the tone for it. As I came here as an assistant coach under Dr. Wayne Samuelson, we would go down to the national tournament every year, and you sort of sit on the sidelines and watch, and you sort of dream about being able to come down and play, and we were fortunate to go down the 72 season. Then we were got knocked out the first round in a really a close ball game by Augustana of Illinois. Then we were able to go back in 75. That particular year, you know, we thought that maybe we could do something, and we just didn't get by that first round. But when we did get the string started in 78, we really won two or three really close games. Probably if it was because of a no call, we probably would have been national title holders if we'd gotten a call late in the game. But we had some calls during the game that probably got us back in the game. But once we were able to get down there and win some games, it seemed like each year we went back, it was a lot easier, and we knew we could play with most of the teams down there. There were some years we just had a bad draw. We would have to go against maybe a team that was got to the finals, even won the finals. I think 79 team, we got beat by the national title team in the second round.
Jerry Heiser is joining us here, the winningest coach in UNK men's basketball history, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, 10 years in a row, making it to the NAIA National Tournament, going as district champions. I know each team had something distinct about it or different about it or unique. What was unique about this team?
Well, I think probably the thing is that we had so many, the number of people that we had on the squad. We had 14 players that really played a lot during the season. And then we actually had two or three red shirts on that team that gave us a lot of good practice backup people. At the time, Chris Wolf and Dwayne Marvin were a couple of the red shirts that gave us good practice time. And then we also had a couple freshmen that were really good freshmen that particular year, that helped us a lot. And so I would say probably the depth of the team. Back in those days when we had the junior varsity team, we would have 70, 80 players try out. And would keep about 30 players. And so in practice, we could really go against a lot of different units, and we had a lot of competition. And the players didn't come in the first year thinking they were going to be starters. They would come in thinking they might have to wait 1 or 2 years to be able to play a lot of varsity.
Coach, is there one player at that national tournament that was a nemesis, or when these guys get back together, they'll say, man, that sucker was something. We couldn't slow him down. Will they remember a name or two?
Well, Pete Anderson, of course, was on fire during the national tournament. He ended up making first team all national NEI that year on the national tournament team. I think Doug was on the second team. Holmeyer was on the second team. But Pete actually scored 140 points in five games. And, people were really double-teaming and what have you. And he had a great way of hanging and getting fouled. And he went to the foul line a lot of times, both during the early part of the game as well as late in the game. He was really a good foul shooter.
We're talking with Jerry Heiser here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big weekend for the 1982 basketball team and anybody that was a part of UNK basketball, or if you want to be a helper or a contributor for the Loper basketball program now as they get ready to make that move into the MIAA. They have a no-host social at the Chicken Coop beginning at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday they'll have an alumni shoot-around at 10 o'clock at the Health and Sports Center. They'll be honored at halftime of the Loper Colorado State Pueblo game, so a lot going on there, and that's the best part, getting back together, rehashing some of the old stories. Coach, you were there. Obviously, if you're the winningest coach, you're going to have a lot of years under your belt, retiring in 1996. I have to ask you, late in your tenure, there was a young man that was All-State just down the road, about 1992, out of Bertrand, named Big Daddy Tony Davis. did you just flat-out overlook him?
No, we visit with him. We correspond with Tony, and And he was a very, very good high school athlete. There's no doubt about that.
He just wasn't good enough to play at Coach Heater and Coach Kropp. There's no doubt about that either. Coach, you go back over the years and so many great players, and you start with Kropp and you go to Killian, and the list can go on and on. And I know people ask this question a lot. If it's a draft and all the kids you coach, is there one overall player that stands out above the rest, or is that – I know you don't want to leave anybody out, but if you had one draft pick of all the kids you coached, who would it be?
Well, of course, if I had one pick, that would be my son. But I would say that we had half dozen players that were really, really good players, and back in '78, Tim Higgins was mentioned by the TV stations as maybe one of the best prospects playing at the national tournament his sophomore year, so he looked awful good. But Lauren Killian was just a great scorer, and we probably didn't have quite the talent to go around Lauren Killian at the time, but he could shoot with the best of them, and of course Tom was a great offensive player and really a good hustler and stuff. He's never gotten credit for being a great defensive player in basketball compared to his football talent. And of course Bart had so much skill that he could do it all as far as playing defense and run the court and what have you. So I think probably those players that were able to play some pro ball would have to be the top choice.
Doug, I remember going to a basketball camp, Bart Kofod. They had this tip-out drill where they raise a pitching machine, have a basketball in there, and you go up and tip it out. And I can't remember what it was that Bart Kofod was there, but it was like 13-5. I mean, it was something just ridiculous that no one else could. I mean, it was just the most ridiculous thing I'd ever seen at that age.
And Jerry Heiser with us just for our last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And a lot of those names that you just mentioned, Tim and Les and Tom and Doug and all, they have stayed around the community of Kearney or around the Tri-Cities and have done pretty good for themselves. And that comes a lot from what they did at Kearney State at the time and under your tutelage. I know you got to be proud that these guys went on and made something of themselves.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that most of those players back in those days were coming to school for the education. They weren't bought players. Some of them actually were walk-ons. A lot of them didn't have that much scholarship. And so, likewise, it's hard to raise probably money. And for some of those guys, they didn't get any money when they were playing. But yet we hope that this Saturday night a lot of people will show up for the banquet. And I know that they are selling tickets there to try to raise money for a scholarship. And I hope that we do raise a lot of money so we could hopefully someday they'll be able to have a scholarship in the Heiser name. But if not, we'll just have to keep supporting them as much as we can.
And again, the social hour begins at 5, so pretty much right after the football game. And then at Kearney's Holiday and the program will get underway at 6 o'clock. It is open to the public. Tickets are $75. You can contact the UNK Foundation, 698-5270. Talk to Erin. She's in charge. 698-5270.
We're going to have some great videotapes. I've been working on some. I haven't looked at things for 20, 25 years on that stuff. And we do have some tapes that we're going to have on a DVD, and we'll have those go on during the social hour and even some there. But, it's going to bring back a lot of excitement because NTV did a great job of covering us at the national tournaments.
Yeah, those as a youngster, I don't know why. I can remember the first time I think I ever watched a Nebraska football game, especially against Oklahoma. But I remember when UNK was making that run to the national finals and having all those games on television and how exciting that was as the 1978 team finished as the national runner-up. And then they went the next 9 years, including 1982, where the team finished in fourth. Coach, we could probably talk for hours, and we need to do it again sometime, especially when we want to get into what you tell Coach Kropp when they're 30-2 and when they're 13-14, because I know there's highs and lows there as well. So we look forward to getting things going again with the program, and hope you and the gang have a great weekend. Thanks for giving us some time.
Well, thank you, guys. Hope to see you there.
You bet, Coach. Coach Jerry Heiser. Good stuff. A lot of memories will be flowing with those boys this weekend. It'll be a good time. They'll be honored tomorrow during the football game. Folks, again, we encourage you, get out there, folks. Get out there. It's going to be a great football game. You've got the top defense against one of the top offenses. It's going to be outstanding.
Jerry Heiser, as all of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fed by our friends at Burger King, two locations in Kearney to serve you. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Check out $4 for two original chicken sandwiches. $4. You get two of them. Breakfast sandwich or breakfast sandwich? Biscuit sandwich. Served every morning till 11. Breakfast at Burger King. Icy frozen Coke or Cherry Coke. All sizes a dollar. Burger King, two locations. Lexington, Cozad, North Platte.
Well, it was going smooth. Jake in Orlando, Florida, has just emailed the Doug and Daddy Show, a member of the class of 84. He says, hey, Doug and Daddy, I enjoyed your interview with Jerry Heiser. I remember the 81-82 season well. Thanks so much. Excellent show. Hey, hey, Orlando, Florida, check it in. Jake, thank you so, so much. That is outstanding. And again, that if you miss any of our interviews, any of the great guests that we have, any of the talk we had about Husker football or anything else on the show, all you have to do is go to our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Check out the podcast. Vote on our ATS poll question of the week. Who was Nebraska's MVP from last weekend? We'll have a new one up next week when the next big sports topic hits. And, Daddy, basketball does start this weekend, doesn't it?
It does start this week. A lot of action on the hardwoods. You want to do Pigskin? Pick them right now. Let's do it.
888-455-ESPN. If you have not went up against us yet this year in picking our 10 college football games, then this is your chance. 888-455-3776. You answer the trivia question during the break, and you're going to get the shot. What is the trivia question? Basketball?
Basketball. You need them both, folks. Conferences with the most men's basketball coaching changes. Like at Oklahoma, the coach was replaced. So that's a coaching change.
So we need the two conferences that had the most coaching changes this year.
Both of these conferences had four coaching changes.
They're BCS conferences. That's what you're saying. It's not like Sun Belt or Horizon or something like
that.
Well,
yeah, they're very, very common conferences.
Okay, so we need the conferences. 888-455-ESPN. Get in for Pigskin. Pick 'em.
Tuition is expensive, in-state, out-of-state, it doesn't matter. And even though you may not have had perfect standardized test scores, Dr. Pepper thinks you deserve free tuition to make your dreams come true. Go to drpepper.com and submit a one-minute video telling us how you want to make an impact on the people around you, your community, or maybe even the world. You may be one of the winners to get a piece of the millions in tuition being given away this college football season, courtesy of Dr. Pepper. Now that's one of a kind. Go to drpepper.com for more details and full official rules. No purchase necessary.
Jenkins, we need to open offices within 24 hours.
Of course.
And business expansion is certain.
Right.
So I don't want to get locked into a long-term lease.
Okay.
Can you find this office?
Yes, but you'll need a jacket.
A jacket?
A straight one, because you're crazy.
Regus is the new way to work. Fortune 500 or business startup, if you need a full-time office that's fully furnished with a receptionist but without a long-term lease, visit us at regus.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? To sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness affect the area as we head through the day today with a high in the mid-60s. Northwest winds will turn breezy at times around 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 38. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 55.
Did I see that they're remaking Footloose?
Yes, you did.
I mean, this obviously not in Footloose, but I'm just saying Blake Shelton redid Footloose. Kenny Loggins, Blake Shelton.
I'm a Blake Shelton fan, so.
Well, just saying. Kind of a, have you seen the video?
I've not saw the video.
That's what the movie's going to be like. It probably will get a pretty good draw. They can slut it up a lot more than they used to. That's what I'm going to say. 888-455-ESPN. Let us do it. It is time now for our Pigskin Pick'em. Daddy, what was the answer to the trivia question?
The answer to the trivia question was the Big 12 and the ACC. Both of them replaced four coaches in the Big 12. Missouri, Oklahoma, A&M, and Texas Tech all looking for new coaches. And in the ACC, Georgia Tech, Miami, NC State, and Maryland all looking for new coaches. Both of those conferences, four coaching changes.
Greg in Roseland knew the answer, and we welcome Greg to the Doug and Daddy Show. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm feeling that I got to do better than last week in Pigskin Pick'em, but let's find out. Let's get it underway. Here we go. College football, 10 games. The first one up, Miami of Florida at North Carolina. Greg, who do you like?
I'll go with Miami.
Daddy, I'm taking Miami.
You know what? I'm going to go against you guys. North Carolina is actually a three-point favorite here. I'll take North Carolina at home.
BYU at Oregon State. Is Oregon State really favored? BYU. Daddy?
Yeah, I got to think BYU is a better. I mean, Oregon State limp by an Arizona team. It's not good. I think BYU is better than that.
What do you think, Greg?
BYU?
All right.
I mean, I don't think Oregon State's only won one game, haven't they?
They ain't good.
No.
They ain't good, and they keep getting favored for some reason. All right, let's stay out there in the West and do a Utah doubleheader. Utah travels to Pittsburgh in a non-conference matchup. Daddy, who do you got?
I'm going to take Pittsburgh here.
What do you think, Greg?
Yeah, I'll go with Pittsburgh.
Oh, man. See, Pittsburgh's supposed to win the game. Utah's got to do something. They can't be as bad as they are they?
Pittsburgh's a 7-point favorite.
Utah in the upset. Not so fast, my friend. Utah State at Fresno State. Oh, my goodness. The doubleheader of Utah schools here. Daddy, who you like here?
You know, Utah State's an interesting team. They've proven that deal against Auburn to start the year wasn't a fluke. But I think Fresno at home, Derek Carr under center, I think Fresno finds a way.
You do, huh? Utah State is favored by 3 to 4 points in this football game at Fresno State. Boy, the way they just got thumped last week. Just got drilled by Boise. Just got drilled. I'm taking Utah State. What do you think, Greg?
I like Fresno State.
All right. I hope you're right. I want Fresno to win. Northwestern at Iowa. Oh, Danny Persa. I'm taking Northwestern. I'm trying to go 0-10. Who do you like, Greg?
I'll take the Hawkeyes.
Daddy?
You know what? I'm going to give them one more chance. All I heard about is, oh, my gosh, this Ferentz guy is the smartest man in all the land. He came up with this no-huddle offense. Well, it didn't work very good versus Penn State, you losers. But I think defense is different at Northwestern. I think they can score some points. But this is the last time, Iowa.
Could be the most interesting game on the sheet. Ohio State at Illinois. Greg, who do you like?
That quarterback back for Ohio State? Braxton Miller, is he going to play?
I think he's going to play.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I don't have that official word in front of me, but I think he's going to play.
And at Illinois?
And it's at Illinois. They're going to get all their players back that weren't able to play against Nebraska. I don't know how much that helps, but
they won't have that receiver back.
Well, they cheat a lot too, don't they? Who do you like, bud?
I'm going to go with Illinois.
Daddy?
I've got the Illini as well.
Gosh, that has got to be just – that's got to be ego-robbing, man-stealing, from what happened in the second half last week, Ohio State should fold like a cheap lawn chair, and Illinois should be able to get it done. Ohio State! Michigan at Michigan State. Daddy, who you like?
I'm going to take Denard Robinson. I had Michigan State down there, a one-point favorite at home. I just, you know what, I guess I'm falling for the Wolverines and the speed on offense.
I'm taking Michigan State because this is where Michigan always collapses, although I guess that may be more of a heart pick than a head pick. What do you think, Greg? Michigan, Michigan State?
Michigan's going to put both hands around her throat. I'm going Michigan State.
Florida at Auburn. Wow. I suppose I have to pick this one first, huh? I'll take Auburn. Greg, who do you like?
I like Auburn. I don't think Florida's worth a darn.
Daddy?
I'm not sure Auburn's very good. And plus, on a scale of douchebaggery, Gene Chizik's a 10. Give me Florida.
It's Oklahoma State at Texas. Daddy, who do you like?
I think Oklahoma State rolls this team up. I just think they're just better than Texas this year. I take the Cowboys.
I am with you. I take Oklahoma State. Greg, what do you think? What's the spread on that, Daddy? 3, 4, 7?
No, I think it's about 6 or 7.
It's not a very big spread at all.
It's a beat down by the Cowboys. The Longhorns will go 0-2 in the state of Oklahoma.
We have got that game for you at 2:30 on Saturday.
I got 7 or 8 on this sheet.
Finally, Kansas State at Texas Tech. Greg, who do you like?
Kansas State.
Daddy?
You know what? I'm going to take the home team in this one. I love what they're doing at K-State. I love the signs they put up. I think they're funny. But I think on the road, it's a different ball game. And I know they did at Miami, but I think Texas Tech will wait. And if you beat them, they're going to trash your buses, so watch out.
It's now time for the tiebreaker. And because there is no Nebraska game to pick this week, we go to the biggest game in all of the land, the University of Nebraska at Kearney versus Colorado State Pueblo. Total points in this game will be how many, Greg?
I'm going to say 61.
Man, I should change my pick right now because I am way on the other end.
I got 57 wrote down.
I wrote down 27 total points. UNK, I'm going to make it 30. Not that that makes any difference. 20 to 10. That's what I'm going with.
48-13. UNK.
Oh, God, I hope you're right. Greg, hey, you're already a winner from Big Dally's Deli. Large combo meal, 2 locations in Hastings or Top of the Hill in Kearney. Enjoy that. Your Doug and Daddy t-shirt and possibly get you in if you win for our championship bowl selections at the end of the year for the grand prize from Misco Sports. Enjoy your weekend.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Greg. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy show and Daddy's selections when we come back.
I'm Colin Cowherd, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medication, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra combines fast, non-drowsy 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms on the first dose. Starts working in an hour to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. Allegra. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose once per day or twice per day tablets. For added relief from nasal congestion and sinus pressure, choose Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength without a prescription over the counter. Have it all with Allegra on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
More exciting high school football action comes your way Friday night on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney High welcomes in Lincoln Southwest in a top 10 matchup. On ESPN 1550, Aurora is at Hastings High. On 1230 KHAS, a top 5 matchup with Adams Central at McCook. Ravenna's at Blue Hill on the Breeze 94.5, while Elm Creek travels to Overton on Classic Hits 98.9. It's high school football Friday night.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness affect the area as we head through the day today with a high in the mid-60s. Northwest winds will turn breezy at times around 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 38. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 55.
Back in the Midway Auto Group. In the Midway broadcast booth is where we tell you about our friends at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, Ram. They're all there for you. Hassle-free pricing with the lowest price on every vehicle every day. Tomorrow's Saturday, so if you've got your vehicle from Midway, free lifetime of car washes every Saturday morning, comfortable customer lounge with free wireless internet and a cappuccino bar while you wait. Maybe you need some maintenance on your car or truck, and they can do that for you. How about no appointment necessary for their Mopar Express Lane, open at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday at the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram location. Midway is the place to be. You can find out more on their website, thinkmidway.com. Look at all of the great vehicles that are on both lots on South 2nd Avenue. And you can also like them on Facebook. Special promotions going on there. They're there for the customer. That's the bottom line at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac in Kearney.
Is it that time, Douglas?
It's time for Daddy's Selections. Red hot in college for the first time all year last week. Ice cold in the pros for the first time all year last week. It's bounce back day. I say take them all. What do you got?
You know the ranks number one in rushing in all the land? The midshipmen of Navy. They're at Rutgers, plus 4 points. Navy 7-2 on the road, 14-4 as a road dog. I think they're 15-4 as a road dog. I take Navy to win against Rutgers. I will take those 4 points. I will take Navy, Baylor at Texas A&M. You know what? I think a lot of points in this one. A lot of points in this one. But we've been riding Baylor, and we continue to ride Baylor. Griffin, 19 touchdowns, one INT on the year. He's completing over 80% of his passes, plus the Bears, 12-6 as road dogs. 12-6 as road dogs. They're getting 9.5 points. Are you kidding me? I'll take every one of those 9.5 points, and I'll take the Baylor Bears. I think this should be a great, great contest. Kansas State at Texas Tech. You know the quarterback, this Dodge, this Doge guy, whatever they call him from Texas Tech, 17 touchdowns, one INT on the year. Tech's at home. It's time for the South to rise again. I think they take care of the North in this one. Kansas State's been one of the surprise teams all season long. They've been doing great, but I think Texas Tech at home finds a way to get it done. Those are my three college selections. Baylor, plus the 9.5. Navy, plus the 4 points. Texas Tech, plus the 3 points. We head to the National Football League. Folks, I didn't talk to Colin Cowherd, but it sounds a lot like him, and I cannot believe it because I had a buddy last night tell me that he liked the Dallas Cowboys, and I said, you've got to be kidding me. Romo probably throw back-to-back-to-back picks, and we'll lose again. But you know what? The more I looked at this and I looked up a little statistical information, the bye week certainly helps. Dallas gets people healthy. You realize in the Cowboys' last 10 games, they've been decided by 4 points or less. Now that spread's 7. 9-2 Dallas is against the spread as a dog. Patriots 2-8 against the spread in the second of two home games. 2-8. I look for Dallas to find a way to hang around. Either Romo makes a play or he blows it again, but I think it's much closer than 7 points. Cleveland at Oakland. The Raiders win last week in an emotional tribute to Al Davis. They beat the Texans. But when you break down the statistics in that one, do you realize 21 first downs for the Texans, 11 for the Raiders? Did you realize 473 yards for the Texans, 278 for the Raiders? They shouldn't have won that ballgame. They had no business winning that ballgame. Oakland 2-13 against the spread in the first of two home games. This will be the first of two home games. I'm going to take the plus 7 points. I think Peyton Hillis comes back and rumbles around with a vengeance. Cleveland plus a 7. I will take Carolina at Atlanta. Carolina plus 4. Ryan's touchdown to INTs. We just went through Robert Griffin, 19 touchdowns, 1 INT. Well, Matty Ryan, 7 touchdowns on the season, 6 INTs. That is not good. The Panthers, as of last week, now had a rushing attack by D'Angelo Williams. He gobbled up 115 yards. I think the Panthers keep it very, very close. May even have a chance to knock off the Falcons. Everybody's waiting for the Falcons to get rolling. But let's face it, this is a Panther team that seems to find a way to hang around. It's interesting, but I think they do hang around. The Carolina Panthers. Never thought I'd think at this point Cam Newton would be a star in the NFL, but you're certainly looking at him for Rookie of the Year consideration. In recapping, in the college, Baylor plus 9.5, Navy plus 4, Texas Tech plus 3. We head to the NFL, Dallas plus 7, Cleveland plus 7, and Carolina plus 4 points. Those are my college and NFL selections. There you have it. We'll see how we do this week.
Can't wait.
Okay, little Bart Scott, can't wait. Okay, here we go to the Dem Popper inbox. That's 2 weeks now that Doug has not told us who he picked on the last game. Is that so he can change his mind later? Oh, really? We're going to have to go to the tape. Have you been, who did you pick in the last? Kansas State. He took Kansas State.
Yeah, they're all there. I said K-State.
Merritt does put those in the vault, so
maybe
Doug
he means UNK. Maybe he means the tiebreaker. We don't pick the winner of the tiebreaker. We just pick the total points.
Okay. I just had to read.
I'm picking the Lopers. Duh.
Let's hope we all get a win this
Let's get ready to tailgate tomorrow at Troutman's Quality Meats, your USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef headquarters. Quality steaks aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. They've got fresh sausage coming out of the smokehouse. Always a large selection for you, fresh and smoked sausage. Have you tried their fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's? Throw a little shrimp on the barbie. Certified Angus Beef, custom cut meat selections. Maybe you just get some good ground beef. Maybe you get some brats. Maybe you get some snack sticks. It's all there, and, you know, with an early start time, grab some bacon, have a good breakfast before you head out and hit Loper Alley and have a good time. Whether you're at UNK, Hastings College, or a high school football game, or you're just chilling at home watching the NFL, Major League Baseball, and college football this weekend, you can't go wrong at Troutman's Quality Meats, Highway 30 across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. They are a grill's best friend.
Douglas? Any big games you're looking forward to this weekend? I mean, is Michigan State? I mean, we're starting to get into the Big Ten season. I mean, those battles, I mean, is that what your Ohio State, Illinois, are those the two games that catch your eye?
UNK Pueblo. There is no other game.
I would question your, I would say that you're wrong. I think Midland and Hastings is a huge game.
You're correct. Tony Harper,
Coach Brown with the medal running around campus. It's going to be crazy over there. Coming up Monday on the show, Bo Pelini will be back. Press conference as they get ready for Minnesota. And now with some of the things that have went on, especially the Crick injury, there will be some items to talk about. So we'll talk or hear from the coach on his press conference on Monday. And then who knows how softball, tennis, cross country is all going to break down here. We congratulate all of those and wish them the best of luck as things continue to move on. And we'll have more special guests on Monday to recap the weekend in sports. We want to thank UNK, all-time men's basketball leader in wins when it comes to coaching the men, Jerry Heischer. Have fun, basketball boys.
Yeah, enjoy those first couple days of practice. Hey, look forward to seeing you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.